help in recruiting and retention. Tips and advice on how to recruit quality drivers and support staff and keep them happy so you can hold on to them. This is Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on the Tim Ridley Show.
All right, it is time for our recruiting and retention specialist, Jackie McManus. Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. Did you have a good 4th weekend?
Yeah, I did. I did. How was yours?
It was good. I ate a hot dog, saw some fireworks, so felt very American.
Did you do a lot of fireworks?
You know, we were fortunate that our friends ended up, you know, having a whole show in Pennsylvania. So it felt like the Macy's 4th of July firework parade, typically in New York City. So it was fun to see.
Well, that's great. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So we always look forward to having you on and you know, hearing about what's new, what companies are doing to help and to get on the bandwagon in terms of improving the work relations and communications mm-hmm. with the drivers and the treatment of the drivers as well. So kind of fill us in on what's new in that neck of the woods, in that arena.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to thank all the drivers that call in while I'm on the show. It has been so helpful to hear from the drivers what exactly companies are doing. The silver lining throughout this entire pandemic is that it's given carriers the opportunity to pause and reevaluate how they are connecting with new drivers, new recruits, and also their existing and retaining their drivers. And with the, you know, the country opening up again and the access to virtual online platforms to help with building communities, we are seeing a lot of carriers starting to really reach out to drivers more on a daily, weekly basis, to check in with them, to see how they're doing, and build a sense of community. And so that's really great to hear. And I would love to hear from drivers to hear exactly what are companies doing to keep you at your trucking company.
Awesome. 615-292-6366. I'm always elated to hear how far the trucking companies have come in terms of, mm-hmm. of recognizing the drivers and recognizing also that that without the drivers there would be no company. You know, they wouldn't have a company, and to turn the treatments to turn it around from what it once was, where some companies felt like drivers were a dime a dozen, where you know you
exactly.
run one away, there are 10 more, you know, waiting at the door to get in. So those days are gone now. So it's really, it touches my heart to hear, you know, how things have changed and are continuing to change, and with people like you to help in this change.
Yeah, and that's where the silver lining really is that we're really seeing now that companies are building a sense of community. You know, one of the things that we talk about a lot is you know, social media. It's a free platform, and 90% of people are on Facebook, for example. So we're actually seeing a lot of our trucking companies hold Facebook Live meetings. And essentially, on a Saturday morning, you know, the president or the director of recruiting is going on and answering questions from drivers about, what's the update of the company. And that's something that's really taking off during the COVID situation, which is really great to see because this is something that's been existing for the last 10 years. And I'm really happy to see that companies are taking the time to learn how to connect with drivers, because it's not a 9-to-5 office job and everyone's in the same room, right? So how do companies really build strong relationships so that drivers trust them and want to stay at their company?
Absolutely. Well, let's head to the phone lines, Jackie, and Rocking Jay is with us in Pennsylvania. Rocking Jay, good morning to you, and welcome to the show. Jackie McManus is with us. You're live on with Jackie.
Hello. Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
I just want to make a comment about our company. I've been with these folks for 10 years. family-owned business, been around for quite a while. They've done real well by me and by other drivers. We don't advertise other than on Facebook from time to time. They don't put their ads in publications. Word of mouth. And I've been out here 45 years. I wish I'd have found them a long time ago because they're really family-oriented. And we have a lot of say in, like, home time, where we want to run. I put a lot of years in to run in New York City. When I come here, one of the things they always ask is, where do you like to run? And I said, well, I like the East Coast, but I don't like New York City. I said, I paid my dues. So they don't send me there. But during the pandemic, I mean, if I had to go, I'd go. But it's just, I've hauled cars in there, product and everything else. And after 45 years, I kind of want to relax a little bit.
Sure.
But during the pandemic, we actually got a raise a couple of years ago because we work on percentage, which people are afraid of, but I make more money on percentage. We actually got a raise in our pay as far as deadhead miles, which is kind of unheard of when you work percentage. We get 30 cents a mile deadhead.
Wow.
Yeah. That's kind of unheard of.
That's incredible.
They give us great equipment. We have inverters in our trucks, refrigerators. So basically, my home away, they treat us with respect. Go ahead.
Now, what size, how many drivers do they have in their fleet?
We have 215 trucks. We're not a big fleet. We're not a small fleet.
Yeah,
and we're a small company out of Northwest Iowa. And refrigerated, of course, and they've been around for, like I say, quite a long time. And they treat us real good. We all get along. And some people have left, but they end up coming back. And we get bonuses for fuel efficiency, idling time. We get profit sharing at the end of the year. So they treat us really well. Our president retired last year, and his sister took over the company. And she's got a heart of gold. They all do, so, I mean, it sounds like I'm building them up, which it is, but I love what I do. I hate the thought of retiring, but come December, I hope to retire. They're still talking to me.
Oh, good for you.
In place you stay, but they've got it down pat as far as retaining drivers.
I come from the old school where you got
to get it there or else. You know, go find another job. That's the way
it is.
Just great.
That's the way it used to be, wasn't it? You get it there.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll find, if you can't, we'll find somebody who can, who will.
That's right.
Yeah. Rock and Jay didn't tell you, Jackie, that he still will be driving in retirement, but he'll be driving a different vehicle. He'll be RVing across the country.
Lamping. Lamping.
That sounds fun.
We call it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. Maybe I'll run into Jim someday.
That's right. It would be a pleasure. Yeah. We can glamp up in New York City and join Jackie up there, since we didn't like to do it in a big truck, but we'll glamp up there.
Yeah, we'll show her how it's done, won't we?
That's right.
All right,
Rock and Jay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call, buddy. 615-292-6366. What keeps you with your company? What attracted you to your company, and what keeps you with the company that you are currently with right now? We'll be back on the other side of these messages. Jackie McManus is with us, recruiting and retention specialist on The Tim Ridley Show on Sirius XM.
Back to Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on Road Dog Trucking Radio.
Jackie, you mentioned about the CEO of the company or the owner of the company, you know, that you use as an example in terms of checking in with the drivers, wanted to know what was going on. And I think that's a real good idea right there, and where it shows that you care about the drivers. You want to be part of you know, what they do, and to not only just sit in an office, but to show your face every once in a while as well.
Exactly, and it really comes down to building a strong communication within the company, and not just with the internal team, but with the drivers as well. I know Tim, you and I have been talking about this since I've been on the show, you know, 5+ years. And I felt like sometimes when I was talking to some of my clients, it felt like rocket science, but it really is not. just having an honest, strong communication and, you know, treating humans with respect and you know, listen, if the driver doesn't want to come to work that day, that's sometimes on the company. And 90% of the time it is. And what are you not doing correctly? How are you not treating your drivers? And so I think just simplifying what leadership needs to do on a daily basis. So what we're seeing now is that a lot of leaders are putting together, you know, just metrics of, you know, on a daily basis, we need X amount of people to call drivers. On a weekly basis, as the owner, I'm going to do a video hosting conference on Facebook Live, and we're going to keep it up. And I'm really happy to see that that's happening, obviously, during the pandemic and as the country starts opening up, you know, hopefully this continues. And that's something that I'm going to be, you know, strongly preaching to our carriers that work with us on the marketing end to make sure that, you know, drivers don't get lost post-pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things, too, another thing you brought up as far as trust, and that means a lot right there for a driver. Well, it doesn't matter if you're a truck driver or you're in corporate America. You know, you have to trust your company, and you know, trusting, it means a lot in terms of your morale, because if you don't trust the company, you don't have, your morale is down, and when the morale is down amongst the employees, the production is down. And then in trucking, then you get into the safety aspect. If you don't have good morale because of whatever is going on with the company, you sometimes you're so focused on, you know, on that you're not focused on staying safe. So all of this adds up. All of this comes right back around, because Then if accidents happen, that negatively affects the company, and not to mention, you know, could harm the driver or you know, the other people that he or she is sharing the road with. So all this comes around, and it starts right there pretty much with the company, doesn't it?
It really does, and I like how you put that. It's basically a pie, and it's just making sure that all the pieces are connected within that pie so that you build a transparent company. And, you know, it really does start in the beginning on the recruitment end, and making sure that, you know, the number one reason for driver turnover was lack of honesty and transparency from the carrier. So during this time, reevaluating the cause of driver turnover and taking that action is really just going to make the company that much stronger so that the truck driver can trust the company and make clear, conscious, and you know, smart decisions out there on the road, knowing that their carrier has their back.
Yes, and you know, as far as I don't know, this may not be a fair question, but do you have an assumption of how many carriers are not trusted? Or just based on, you know, your experience and the companies that you work with and so forth, do they feel themselves that they may have a trust issue, or is that not part of, you know, their equation in terms of problems that they're having?
Yeah, I think that's a very gray situation, where I think 10 years ago, most of our clients would say, absolutely not, we're fine, we're doing well, where recently in the past year, and then now, especially now, companies are now looking at the driver turnover, and if you're at 100, and what was the average, like 109% last year, driver turnover?
Yeah.
It really starts from the beginning. It starts from how exactly these drivers are being recruited to work for your company. And if they aren't given the correct, you know, honest description of what the job is, which has happened time and time again, and, you know, a lot of recruiters are just, you know, making a buck or, you know, getting incentivized to show them the shiny new object, then of course you're going to have driver turnover. Of course the driver is not going to be, is not going to stay with the company because they didn't sign up for the job that they were told. And so I think that, you know, through this time, companies are evaluating how recruiters and taking the time to train their recruiters on what they need to do to be effective. And also, you know, still recruit drivers, but show them exactly what the company has to offer and show them exactly what that, you know, the benefits of working for that company can be.
Jackie, I have an email. He's, of course, I won't use his name. He asked me not to, but of course I don't ever do that. I don't ever use a name. But anyway, he's been driving for just at 2 years. He's already been with four companies, getting ready to leave this company and go with another company. And he says it's all based on lack of honesty. And I, you know, it really disturbs me, me when I hear about, you know, hear stories about that, because now this is causing him to mess up his eligibility to be hired on with a good company because of the job hopping, you know, and I, he has a valid reason. I understand the reason why, but to a reputable company, is making him look like, you know, they shouldn't invest in him because he's a flight risk. You know, he's only going to drive for us for a certain amount of month, and then he's going to go somewhere else. So it's causing him, and he hasn't been driving quite 2 years yet, and on his way to his fifth company, you know. And again, goes back to lack of honesty, and what you just mentioned too, that weighs right into that as far as the recruiting. It starts right there in the recruiting department, because recruiting, we all know, is sales. That's what it is. It's sales. You're selling the company.
Exactly.
You have goals. Exactly. You know, they give you goals and they breathe down your neck. You got to recruit X number of drivers per week.
And,
exactly. So so and sometimes, unfortunately, the honesty goes out the window, and it's who suffers from it? The driver.
The driver does. You know what I would actually recommend, and I'm a part of a lot of, again, power of social media. There are a lot of really, really great truck driver-specific Facebook groups out there. And what I really like about these groups is that as a driver, you can go on and you can ask questions about specific companies or ask for recommendations. And you're getting the feedback from the drivers specifically. So you're not hearing it from an ad. You're not hearing it from, you know, a billboard or the recruiter specifically. You're hearing it from the actual drivers. And so if you took some time, the driver that just emailed us, and just looked online on at Facebook, there are a ton of really awesome Facebook groups out there that are built by truckers, designed by truckers, and they're run by truckers, and they... Their goal out there is to help, is to make sure what the driver just emailed doesn't happen. And they really recommend really solid carriers. And that's really cool to see, Tim. It's really see the community of drivers wanting to help each other so that, you know, a specific driver doesn't have to change jobs five times in 2 years. You know, you obviously don't want to do that, but it's finding a company that is honest and transparent, and the best resources are the drivers themselves that have been through it, gone through it, and know the company specifically.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have tools at our fingertips now, just such as the one you just mentioned. Years ago, we didn't have that. You know, you would hope to run across one of their company drivers on the road. You would talk to him or her on the TV radio or at a truck stop. But it's so much easier now to be able to get that information right there at your fingertips. And that's a good thing, too. That's a good thing that the drivers are doing and have put together to help other drivers. But Jackie, we certainly thank you so much, and we look forward to the next time around. And keep up the awesome work that you're doing out there for the drivers.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, and look forward to chatting next time.
All right, Jackie. Have a good one.